Unit 5. Exam style questions. Recording 1.
I can't believe it's the last day of our holiday in Hawaii. I want to stay and surf here forever.
I'm still falling off every time there's a wave. But I'd dive all the time if I lived here. Now I know what I'm doing.
I'm glad we had those lessons. It was incredible seeing exotic fish. Something we can't do while we're sailing.
That's for sure.
Let's head back to our room. Dad's probably wondering where we are.
Yeah, I can see him on our balcony.
He's checking out the sea view, something we're all going to miss.
Though waiting for a table for every meal and swimming in a crowded pool does get on my nerves.
I know what you mean, but at least the hotel has other things to do.
Recording 2.
Peak Mountain Tours, how can I help?
Could you tell me about your 18-day hiking tour in the Himalayas?
Of course. Our best guides lead this extreme hike, and they take health and safety seriously, so they all have medical training in case of any emergencies. To book, you need to be reasonably fit, though owning suitable gear is also a key requirement and isn't included in the price.
I'm definitely interested. What's the best way to prepare for the hike?
Well, the guides go over different hiking methods, so your body can handle such a challenging hike. We recommend working towards wearing a rucksack that weighs 20% of your body weight on a daily basis. That's how much your supplies will be on the hike.
Okay, thanks.
Recording 3.
I went on a survival holiday where I was left on a tropical island with 5 strangers. It wasn't a relaxing break because we didn't have any food or shelter and only knew basic survival techniques. Sounds crazy, but I wanted to put myself in a challenging situation to test if I was determined enough to stay the full month. I recently got back, and I'm still getting used to everything I once took for granted, like visiting my mates, popping into the shops, and sleeping in a comfortable bed instead of on the hard ground. It's incredible how quickly I adapted to living with almost nothing. Now that I have my old life back, I'm getting loads of fresh air because I don't feel as free stuck in my flat.
Recording 4.
Did you have a good time at summer camp?
It was fun, but challenging.
Really?
Yeah, I was given loads of responsibility, like leading a team to find clues in the woods. I was under loads of pressure because I was in charge of reading the map. I was so relieved we came in second and not last. And I directed a short play that ended up being not too bad.
Sounds like you learnt some new skills.
Definitely. I've never really had people follow my instructions before, though I wish they were clearer at times. Something I'll work on. Oh, and you'll like that I've made a list of things I want to achieve before I leave school. Doing that was harder than I thought it would be, though.
Recording 5.
This summer, I went on an eco holiday in Costa Rica. My family spent 2 weeks at a special resort to help to protect sea turtles. Going on holiday there helps to support an important conservation effort so these amazing creatures don't die out. Sadly, turtles are in danger because people use their eggs in traditional dishes. I offered to help at night because that's when turtles lay their eggs in the sand. I didn't expect to see hundreds of babies hatching, then making their way to the sea. Seeing that was unforgettable, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So, it was worth spending hours walking up and down the beach in the dark. Our leader told us exactly what to do if anyone got lost, and someone actually did.